Slash hello and welcome, questers, to the NORATH News Network. Today is May 24th, 2015, and it's a Memorial Day weekend. We hope you're having a good one. I am your host, Aylwin, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Lagan.
Hello, questers. Today we're going to be talking about what we've done in-game. We're going to talk about the Rage Fire launch and the problems that it had. We're going to talk about some community reaction to that. And then we're going to talk about the successful launch and some of the issues that they're still having. And then we're going to talk about a guild that accomplished quite an amazing feat on Rage Fire. And then we'll talk about lore. So strap in.
The first things first.
A good show.
Yep. First things first, what are we doing game this week? And we were in NORATH a good deal this week.
Yes, we were. And we also died quite a bit in NORATH this week.
We did. And see, at Sons of Un'Goro joined us on our first attempt to Twitch stream. We cut it off pretty quickly as somebody who remained nameless got stuck in a pool for a good, half hour or something like that.
It was not a half hour.
You think it was more like an hour?
But more like 15 minutes. It was more like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember that you had to be in first person to get out of the water. And whoever tweeted that information out that, hey, you got to be in first person to get out of the water, thank you so much.
It was at Sons of Un'Goro. We had a lot of Twitter responses this week, so we'll work them in as we do. We will revisit that. We might even do the show live at some point. We tend to record around the same time that Evercast does theirs, and they do theirs on a live stream, so I don't really want to go head-to-head on that sort of thing,
because
I like to listen to their show. Yeah, I like to listen to their show. So we'd probably have to move our nights or something, but we may stream some gameplay in the future. But we made my cleric. I have a human cleric named Aylorin. You can find me. Lagan made you made a mage.
I made a wizard, high elf wizard. No, I guess we made them human, right? So we could be in the same place. So it's a human
wizard. Yeah, because we had some problems trying to find each other.
Named Lagan.
Yeah, and then because you just couldn't bring yourself to play a ranger in classic EQ.
I
understand.
I couldn't. I thought about it.
That.
I gave it a lot of thought, but I just couldn't do it.
And, I understand. It wasn't one of my favorites either. And then I have a Dark Elf Necromancer named Kuedar, which Kuedar. So if you're in Nariak and see that guy running around, you can holler at me. I'll be the dead one.
By the way, let's mention this before we go too much further. We have created a guild. And, of course, it's called NORATH News Network. And that's one of the ways that you can... we don't have any other members right now, so when you see that on somebody's name, you probably have run into us.
Right. And we actually haven't got very far, and it's not from a lack of trying to play. We couldn't get in, but we're going to get to that whole part a little bit later. We played as much as Ragefire would allow us to play. We didn't just do EQ. I actually played some Landmark this week, too.
You played Landmark.
I did play Landmark.
You have a fever.
And, well, Ragefire would let me in, and I was in an EverQuest mood. And so I went into Landmark.
So I hear that you actually found something to kill.
I did. I went to a different server. If you listen to one of our recent episodes... I had been playing on the Courage server on Landmark, and I was not finding a mob anywhere. So I switched. I think I went to Liberty. I could be wrong by that, but I think it was Liberty. And found, there were mobs everywhere. No problem. Did some killing, died some. And I kind of think the combat mechanics, they haven't really changed, but the style of it's changed because your weapons changed, and now there's some like armor damage and stuff like that in there. And I enjoyed it, because I kind of like Landmark combat. I don't know how I'm going to like it in next, in an MMO format, but as far as Landmark's concerned, I enjoy it. And so I had a good time, killed some, you know, some creepers and some abominations and whatnot. I couldn't find a will-o-wisp anywhere, but I'm sure they were there somewhere.
Well, I'm curious. I didn't get to play any Landmark this past week. What kind of rewards did you get? Because things have changed a little bit.
They have changed, and I wanted some of the new, you know, the new gear to get the looks and stuff like that, and I didn't get any of that, but I did get one of the pulverizers dropped, so that's awesome, and I'll have to go make that now, and the cave sounder thing. I got that to drop off a mob, so those were both actually pretty. I was pretty excited for both of those. And I didn't get anything else of value, really. But those things were neat. They were both blue. So
how long did it take you to? I mean, first of all, how many things did you kill, roughly? And how long did it take?
Oh, not me. I probably killed 6 or 8 things, and I died 2 times, probably somewhere in that. I bet I went on more than half an hour, though.
So you just went around slaughtering things?
Yeah, I found a cave and just kind of went around. They changed the way the Adventurer's Blade works. It's got some abilities now on it. And I was really just playing around with that. And then the loot. Because, you know, the loot's kind of changed. And so I haven't made a claim since the WoW. I haven't tried to build anything. Like I said, I just don't know that I'm going to.
We all appreciate that.
Yeah, it's just not my bag. especially with Rage Fire up, and there's things I'd have to do, and we haven't forgot you, EQ2 people. In an upcoming show, we've reached out, if you follow us on Twitter, we've reached out to members of the EQ2 team, and we're trying to get somebody to come on the show and talk about EQ2, learn us, ignorant people, the ways of EQ2, and then we're going to jump back into that, because I was enjoying it. I just felt like I was doing some stuff wrong, so I'd like to get a... now, obviously, I could look that up, and we could just go play it, but wouldn't it be better for the community if we got somebody on here and they could tell us all?
It'd be a lot more fun for all of us, I think, if we could get somebody to come on and explain some things to us. Teach us.
But let's move on to the Rage Fire launch.
Yes, let's do that.
It was supposed to launch on Wednesday, which was the 20th, May 20th, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 5 p.m. our time here in Central. And it did not.
By the way, that was my birthday, as I think you have told people.
I did.
And it was a little disappointing that we didn't get to play on my birthday. But...
I know the questers were lined up with like backpacks and platinums to give you in game, and we just couldn't.
Right? I missed out on all those goodies because they couldn't launch the game that day. But let's talk about the launch problems. I mean,
it went poorly.
It went badly. Yeah, we can't sugarcoat this and say, well, you know, it's always difficult launching a game and so forth.
Which is true.
It is true, but these guys have had years and years and years of experience.
Well, I think that was the indignant. Now, any MMO player knows that no MMO launches okay.
That's true. I'm not trying to beat them down or anything. Mm-hmm. I have one thing. It is the years of experience, and what I think happened was that they underestimated the popularity of this and how many people were going to try to be on. And I think they overwhelmed the server.
That's some part of the problem. They did. The server was at max from the moment it launched. It's still pretty much maxed. We're several days later now. It's still pretty much maxed. But the big problem is people logged in and there were people that are level 50 to start off with.
Yes.
I think it was half-elf bards maybe, yeah. But it may have been other people too. That had not shown in beta. They did beta test this. It had not shown itself. They took it down to fix it. And like anybody who knows about programming, they went down the rabbit hole. They fixed one thing, it broke another. They fixed that thing, it broke another thing.
I do know about programming, and that happens every time you fix one thing, something else shows up.
Right.
I mean, that's just you. When you start to troubleshoot software, you just prepare yourself for the inevitable cascade of issues that you're going to face.
Cascade of issues is a good thing too. Actually, sounds like a album title for somebody. Cascade of issues. So the next title, Alanis Morissette's next album or something like that. So long story short, it did not launch on the 20th. And the community was split pretty evenly on rage and like, it's all right, guys, we appreciate all the good work. And to all you people out there, when we retweeted you at NorthEastNet, you can go back and look at all the positive feedback. Because Holly Longdale, at the Windstalker on Twitter, was, I mean, you could tell she and her team were giving it their all.
They were.
And they were. You could hear the disappointment across Twitter. You could hear how disappointed they were that this problem was happening.
And they were doing everything they could, and they stayed. I mean, they stayed all night trying to get the problem fixed. Mm-hmm. And I have to say something to some of the people out there. Kudos to the people that supported them.
Absolutely.
And I have to toot our own horn. We were among those that were supporting them and being supportive of them, because we know what kind of
stuff happens.
Yeah, we know what kind of issues you can run into with software. But I have to say something to those people out there that tweeted and were just being rude. I mean, they were blasting these people. And yeah, I know you're disappointed, but dear Lord.
Yeah.
You know, don't hate on people because they're trying to fix the issue.
Right. And this, you know, there was some anger and some rage and stuff. I want my money back and things like that. And just like, now I do think they, after the first day, it didn't launch on the 20th. They did get it up on the 21st, but it was 8 p.m. our time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was server maxed. You couldn't get in. We still didn't get in.
We didn't get in until the 22nd, did we?
Yeah, we didn't get in on Thursday. And so on Friday. Now, on Friday, when people were still saying, I want my money back, they hadn't got to play of 2 days of a 30-day subscription. Now, did I think they need their $14.99 back? No. But did they need something because it was down for 2 days? Probably. That's become kind of standard protocol across the MMO verse that when Blizzard had problems with the launch of Warlords of Draenor, they put some game time in for people. I think they gave everybody 3 days of game time.
Right.
Something like that. And EQ did their part. They did it in-game. If you're on Ragefire between the launch and, I want to say it's June 2nd, there's a Ragefire chest on the marketplace, and it gives you a big box for your bank that'll hold 10 giant items.
Yeah.
And it gives you a backpack, which, of course, is priceless, especially for those of us who did not participate in the beta to get that extra backpack. So, and the beta people, you just got to be like, man, boom, set with bags. Here we go.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I thought the EverQuest team handled it well, but like I said, any MMO has problems, but you don't expect a 16-year-old game and the third server of this type. I don't think anybody, including them, I don't think anybody expected it to be as bad a launch as it was, and it's still not going great.
No, I think that's why Holly was so... You could tell she was disappointed. You could tell that the team was frustrated because I'm sure they expected this to go smoothly. You know?
And I encourage the fans to think about it from their side. Imagine, because I'm sure they were ready to enjoy, you know, it's a 16-year-old game. There's not a lot of spotlight for EQ these days. And they were going to get to enjoy some fan fervor, you know, the kind of their time to shine, to enjoy some spotlight time. I'm sure they didn't think of it this way, but you know, when you work every day as hard as they do on a game, it's nice to see the community appreciate, enjoy it, and love it. And then that kind of got ruined for them because it didn't work, and then they had to work on it, and they didn't get to really revel in their creation.
Indeed, it's like you get some justification, some edification, some, you know, some kudos to your work, and then for this to happen, I'm sure that they were. I'm gonna use the word devastated. I don't know how devastated they were, but I'm sure they were disappointed. And
disappointed in the least, yeah.
And for the community, now you said, like you said, it was split half and half. I'm sure they were grateful for the support that they got, but I'm sure that some of the negative things that were said, you know, hurt them because they were
probably
sitting there,
or at least
they
didn't
were
help.
Sitting there waiting. You know, for okay, here we go, yay, we're gonna have a great release, and boom, you know, you get blindsided.
Blindsided, I mean,
that's
right?
That's
exactly. And let's also remember that the EQ team is not big. It's not like, you know, and I said earlier with Blizzard and World of Warcraft, it's not that team. It's a much smaller team. The majority of their team is of Daybreak people are not working on EverQuest. They're working on Landmark, Next, H1Z1, Planetside 2. You know, so the EQ team is not big by any means. So kind of a skeleton crew keeping that thing afloat. And they do it, you know, let's also be honest, that Daybreak doesn't have to. They don't have to release these servers. They don't have to keep that game afloat. It's old.
You're almost
but
like the stepsister of the whole company right now.
Maybe. It's a... you know, I think it's got its part. I think it's the venerated great grandfather. But they love it, but they only go see it once every few months.
I like that analogy better. Thank you.
Yeah. But anyway, so the servers are still kind of maxed, but they've added a queue now, and it does seem to be helping. But I've seen people on Twitter saying they're in for 20 minutes or so in the queue, but the queue's getting better. Holly was just tweeting out that there's an auto login function or something now, and so it's getting better. So if you haven't got into Ragefire because you don't want to fight through everything, give it a little time. It's Memorial Day weekend; it's a long weekend. You got the time. Of course, you won't hear this till Tuesday, and your weekend is over. Hope you play some EQ. But it'll get better. I will say the zones are packed. Those newbie zones outside of Quainos was just, you know, everybody's fighting over one mob sort of thing. Just really, it was really packed. A lot of people in it.
Yeah, you couldn't turn around without running into somebody trying to kill the same thing that you were. And
of course, we had a problem turning around because we were, and this was a, this, you know, I want to say, I don't remember who said it, but maybe something Goro again, but we, the true 1999 experience of, I remember being lost all the time back then. I was lost all the time. This week too, I got lost in Quainos. I got lost in Nariak.
So there you go. There's your nostalgic look. There's your nostalgia right there. I am lost. What the heck am I doing? I don't know where I'm going. I can't get out of the water.
I mean, you say, "Oh gosh, it was the best," and then you get there and you're like it really makes you appreciate the things that has advanced in your other MMOs.
Like you can tell where a corner
before,
is
again,
on a wall.
The worst map ever in any game. It's so bad.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But I got to tell you, part of the reason I kept getting lost, and I think you experienced this too, was you go and you're walking along and you can't tell there's a turn there.
Yeah,
it's just a wall, and it looks like it's just a wall, and you can't tell, unless you turn your character completely around, you can't see the wall,
right,
that there's an intersection there and that you can go down this alleyway.
You know what it reminds me a lot of, and of course they're about the same time frame, well, maybe a little later, I always think of Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Or Wolfenstein, I know that's a big thing amongst people.
Is how you
some people
pronounce.
Say it Steam, some say Stein, whatever.
It's Stein.
You know, that where you're turning around those brick walls and you're playing in the first person. When I'm in Nariak with my Necromancer, I'm just thinking Wolfenstein the whole time. You get the red walls and the gray brick walls, and, like, you know, it's just so Wolfenstein in Nariak. So I enjoy that, but we were lost a lot. But it was fine. It went well. We haven't been able to get in much. I think we're level two, maybe. Going from loading zones, we're getting kicked and things like that. So we have not got to be in there a lot. But you'll see us in there. It's not from a lack of effort. We're trying to get in there.
We have decided that we're going to dedicate time to playing the Ragefire server. As long as we can get in and play, we're going to do it because we really do enjoy going back in time, so to speak, and in playing those characters that we first played. So,
Yeah, and I paid for the 3 month thing, so I'm at least in for 3 months.
yeah.
But that gives you stuff in EQ2, which we are still playing in, and Landmark as well, so there you go.
Now let's talk about some of the people that tweeted with us this week.
Okay, yeah, our Twitter was hot this week, from Ragefire. I'm gonna go through a list, and I hope I didn't miss anybody. If I did, you can tweet me, and we'll get you next time. People that gave us feedback or just interacted with us anyway, we have at Sons of Ungirl. By the way, I'm not gonna go through and spell all these because there's too many of them. Again, you can check our Twitter feed for these people's names. But at Sons of Ungirl, at Kiriel Dooku, at Chad Alberton, at
Wow.
Pawn Daddy, which he was a Californian who still listens to our show, even though we railed against California Jim. So thank you for still being with us, Dandy.
He's got a great sense of humor,
He does.
and
He does. He cracked me up.
he was really funny. We enjoyed his tweets.
At M underscore O underscore Ron. Morod, I guess. I don't know. At Mandy R. Mandy's. Mandy. MANDYRZ. I'm going to spell that one because I don't know what to say about it. And at Brandy. I can't read my own handwriting. Brandy Cutter 3. And at Iterator X. Again. Now, you probably got nothing from us reading those. Except for there's some cool people tweeting on our. On our Twitter channel thread, whatever you would call that, and you should go check them out. You can read our feed on our website at northnewsnetwork.com if that's easier for you. Get these people's info and start following them. Speaking of following your fellow questers, we're trying to help all of our streamers out there in the community.
Yes, you went and put a new feature on our website that the people that are streaming can put their streams up on our website. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a page now called Streaming Questers. I'll just read straight from the site. This is a list of all the questers who are streaming Norathian gameplay. And there's a form on the page. You just fill it out, and I'll add you to our page. Right now, we only have Ragefire streamers, but I know there's a ton of you out there streaming Landmark. And you may already have your community set up and don't need extra advertising, but if you want it, there's no cost, and there's no, we don't want anything. We're just doing our small part to bolster the community.
Yeah, we want to promote the community and just have as many avenues as possible for people to find your stuff because we know you're doing good work and we just want to make sure that people can find it and watch it, learn from it, whatever.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Ragefire streamers. Right now, of course, one of those is us. And they're all, right now, we all have twitch.tv people, but if you're on Hitbox or whatever, we'll still put it on there. We're not, no favorites there.
Did
And
you
if you're not.
stream? Did you put the stream from Ragefire the other night on there?
Yes, but it's not on our website. I believe we'll keep that footage to ourselves. Maybe when we
I
get to
was fixing
episode
to
100.
say there was some times where I did not follow entirely the family-friendly motto because I was
Well, once
frustrated
you've been
with the.
stuck in a pool for 45
Well,
minutes,
it
it's hard
wasn't
to do so.
45 minutes. It was 15 minutes. I timed it, okay?
You timed it, did you?
No, not
Did
really.
you? Oh, I'm about to say, because I do have it on video. We could go back and see how long it was. I think maybe if we ever get to episode 100 or something like that, we need a blooper reel. We'll release that
I
to the
have
fans or
not
something.
felt so like a noob in any game that I've played for so long. And when I was in the midst of that, let me tell you, I felt ridiculous.
It did. You know what?
I
I
was
just had a stroke.
ranting and raving the whole time. Aileron can vouch for that because we were on together and we were Skyping, so he could hear me the whole time. And about every 30 seconds, I would start a new rant about not being able to get out of the water.
Yeah. So I just had an idea. We have a donate button on the website. Anyone who donates over $5, I'll send you the video of Legan getting stuck in a pool for 45 minutes.
That's
Well,
wrong, dude. Why you want to throw me under the bus like that?
so if you want to see, the thing is though, actually it was from my point of view, so you won't see him stuck in the stream. You'll just hear him ranting about it over my headset. So we know what, we're gonna lower that down to $2, just because it's just audio for that.
Wow.
throw him under the bus.
Oh.
But we have our now our Twitch stream is twitch.tv/Aelowyn, AELLOWRYN. We had our first one, the first person to get up on our board was Kariel Dooku again. She's playing the Druid, and she is, of course, these are all at twitch.tv. KYRIELDOKU. We had Robbie Hondro, RobbieJandro. I want to say he was doing a ranger, but I don't have it in front of me, so I can't really remember. And
Brave guy.
Spike the Great,
Spike the
which
Great.
is spelled exactly like you think it would be, with no spaces. And Random Strategy, again, spelled just like you think it's going to be spelled, but no spaces. So check these people out. They're all on Twitch TV. You can find them on our website. And if you want to be added to this list, I think everybody's aware of the Landmark streamers. There's a whole bunch of them. I'm not aware of any EQ2 streamers. So especially EQ2 people, I know you're still out there. Holler at us and we'll put you up on a website because you need EQ2 needs more love
Need
from us and
represent,
from everybody.
represent EQ2
Yes.
people, represent.
But we'll be streaming more, and you're probably, if you're interested in SWTOR at all, you'll see some SWTOR on that. I haven't been able to get it to work yet for some reason. It worked with EQ fine. SWTOR didn't like it, but as you know, we played a lot of that too. So, if somebody asked, actually, this is a little tangent here, because they know we like SWTOR so much and we play it so much, why are we not doing a SWTOR podcast? And we'll tell you why. Because there's two really good ones out there already. And I don't know what we would add to it. So there's Utini Cast out there, and there's the Escape Podcast, I think. Just search, search. Just search Star Wars: The Old Republic on a Stitcher or something like that, and you'll find those. So a little shout out to
English hard.
to the Otini Cast and the Escape Podcast. They're both great shows, and they're far more informed on it than we are. So, yeah. Now, somebody's
Are
probably
you
going to
done
say the
plugging
exact same
things?
about EQ, but we'll just leave that lie.
Are you done plugging things now?
Yeah, I guess that's what we do. We plug other people. That's what we do.
We
We're
do.
a 30-minute infomercial.
Actually, we're going to be a longer infomercial today.
Yeah.
But let's move
Lore.
on.
No. We got to talk about Twisted Legacy.
Well, that's what I mean
Oh
by
yeah.
moving on.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, Twisted Legacy is a guild that took down. I guess they leveled up to the max in Ragefire, and they killed Lord Negafin. Do we have anything else on that?
I don't
Other
know how
than
you.
that, they just killed him.
Yeah, 18 members of their guild. According to them, they were not boxing. So all of you out there who are going to accuse them of boxing, they say they were not. 18 members of the guild. You know, they kind of used their vacation stuff. They played pretty consistently. They're admitting that they've played an inordinate amount since launch, but
Well,
they
they'd
have
have to
dropped.
be to be already maxed out and level and be able to take him on.
Yep, but they have. I'm assuming they maxed out. They may not have. They may have just been. Who knows? But they took him down. 18 members. They took him down and got their loot from one of the original raid bosses. One of the original four raid bosses. I need a clapping sounder. Everybody listens to like Convert to Raid or something. They have a big applause button. I need to get one of those.
Here, let me assist you.
Yes. I'm just gonna record that and put it in from now on. Fantastic. Fantastic. I was gonna ask Pat Crane to send it to me, but never mind. We'll just
We
use
got
that.
it. We got this, Pat.
That's fantastic. Okay, so Twisted Legacy, bravo. Hats off to you.
Indeed, congratulations.
Now go take a shower and a nap in that order.
Please. Don't
But
stop to eat anything. Just shower, nap, then eat.
good for you. And it's we can have a lot of conversations here. At some point, we're going to talk about the boxing epidemic in Ragefire. You know, that's in a lot of MMOs. A lot of people do it. I don't support it in any MMO,
I don't
in
either.
any game. I know it's a money thing, is why it's allowed, but I really wish developers would ban those people, because I think it's game breaking. Especially in a super social game like EQ. I think it's particularly game breaking. But that's all we're going to go into it because we're running long.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time, but you have a lore section, a special lore section for us today, don't you?
Yeah, on behalf for the Twisted Legacy people, we do. We're going to talk about Lord, and I don't know how to say his name. How did you say it?
Negafin.
Negafin? I was
Negafin.
saying Negafin, but yours sounds better. Negafin.
Well,
Because his
we
name kind
butcher
of looks like
names, so either one of us,
Nagafin.
We
We butcher names.
either
That's what we do.
it's we're
Well, for
probably
those.
neither one right about how to
Right.
pronounce the name.
For those who don't know, he is a mighty red dragon and one of the four original raid encounters in EverQuest. Fantastic. We're going to just record you making sounders later. I thought that was great. Okay, so I'm going to read this. This is from GiantBomb.com. Lord Nagafin was exiled from the Ring of Scale for, as the stories say, attempting to mate with a white dragon, which is forbidden. Despite being exiled, Nagafin's power still reached far and wide. For many years, he commanded the city of Quainos to sacrifice a young woman to him once a year. When a maiden by the name of Irolite was selected, she spent her final moments of life praying to the goddess of love, Irolasi Mar. Irolasi heard these prayers and used a golden thread to sew Nagafin's heart to his stomach, causing the dragon to confuse his hunger for love. Nagafin could not bear to eat Irolite, and as he grew hungrier, his heart grew, causing Nagafin himself to grow until he was so large that he could no longer leave his own lair. Upon realizing the dragon was helpless, Irolite escaped, and as legend has it, Nagafin let loose a roar so mighty that lava spewed from mountains above. The fiery dragon remains trapped here and only able to feel his hunger when his foolhardy adventurers attempt to slay him. I think that's some really cool lore.
Which the Twisted Legacy Guild was the foolhardy adventurers, and they went in there and they slayed him.
They did. Well played, guys. I think that's some really cool lore. I think that's a really unique story in an MMO.
Has a real Greek mythology
Yeah,
type
kind of
of
tragic
spin
and
to it.
sweet.
Yeah,
I
tragic,
like it.
sweet. You got some Shakespearean stuff going on there. You got some Greek tragedy going on there.
Now here's
I
a little
mean,
thing.
in the start of it, I mean, the guy's banished for, trying to get,
White dragon,
trying to
yeah,
put the
wasn't
moves
supposed
on a
to.
white dragon. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
I was
kind
about
of
to say, be
sad
careful
that,
there.
kind of sad,
Here's the little thing Giant Bomb has on this. We don't have time to talk about that, but they have in the images of him, they've got the picture of from the EverQuest Next banner. The red dragon that's on the EverQuest Next banner, they have that picture here as or Nagafin. I guess I didn't realize that I guess that makes sense that that's who that is. I guess in my dumb mind, I just, ooh, dragon. And never thought to say, oh, man, that's the dragon. How about that? Well, I guess not the dragon. But anyway, we'll go on. One of the big dragons.
A dragon.
Yes. Anyway, so there's that. And that's our lore for this week, and that's pretty much our episode. It felt like it was fast, but my thing says we're going long. So,
yeah.
Will you tell the people where they can find us on the various websites and medias?
No, I don't think so. I think I've done that enough.
No. I think we've recorded it and use it over and over, but we don't.
You can find us on our website at www.norathnewsnetwork.com. You can also find us on Twitter at NorathNewsNet. You can find us on Facebook at Norath News Network. And you can find us on Google Plus by the same name. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And don't forget to subscribe, like, share, rate, all that good stuff on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, just wherever you listen. We're not on SoundCloud. If that's the thing for people that really need us to be on there, we will be. So if you know somebody who's not listening because we're not on SoundCloud, let me know and we'll get on SoundCloud. We might do it anyway. Who knows?
Yes, and please give us some feedback on the Twitter or on Facebook or on our website. We'd be
Or on iTunes would be super
also
handy.
Also, pleased as punch to please this punch. Wow. We're very pleased, needless to say, when we get feedback from people because that's what this is about. We want to get your feedback and so that we can make the show better. We can make it what you want it to be. And, you know, we may not do everything you ask us to do, but we'll definitely consider it, and you'll get a mention usually on the show.
Absolutely. Any feedback we get on the show, we will read, unless we get an avalanche and it's just too many. But I don't see that happening. So, we'll do an extra episode if we have to that's just names. I don't care. But that's it for us this week.
All right, questers, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned next week for more EQ goodness.
Yep, that's going to do us. So may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norath be epic. Until next time.
Bye.